All right, honey. So it's our turn to talk about the truth about vaccines and our personal experience. So what I want you to do is just kind of share the story of when we lived up in Pittsburgh and you went in. I wasn't with you, but you went into the pediatricians and talk a little bit about what happened when you were questioning whether or not you wanted to have Brianna vaccinated.
Yes. Well, I think I'd back up a little bit before even that time. When we started climbing outside of the conventional box without any information or education on any side of this equation other than what we got from our pediatrician, was with Brianna, our first of four. And we started, as you remember, Ty, we started vaccinating her just according to the schedule. They told us to do this and do that. And I still remember signing the waivers. Well, if your baby has this, that, and this, and that, and death was on that. And I just remember feeling so horrible as a mother. Really? Is that, but that won't happen. Surely that will never happen. It's just something you do. You just go through
You signed a waiver that said one of the side effects of the vaccine might be death.
Yeah, there were a lot of different things that could happen with these vaccines. And I remember saying death, and they said, oh, that won't happen. You just have to sign it, just to sign it. So they just kind of brushed it to the side, and it was shocking to see all of these things that could potentially be side effects. So we vaccinated Brianna, and at her 9-month visit, the well visit, I gave her over to the doctors to get her vaccinated, her routine vaccinations. And this was back in 2001. She was born in 2000, of course. And so when they took her and vaccinated her, I took her home. And I just remember, you remember, she was covered from head to toe with a terrible rash. And it was just, it was awful. And I didn't know what was wrong with her. And I remember bringing her into the pediatrician asking, well, I don't know what's wrong. And they said, oh, no big deal. That's just eczema. It happens all the time. Just put some nice lotion on there and she'll be fine. And then shortly after that, I noticed she was just starting to be very verbal with ba 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 ba, and that just stopped. And I was so alarmed, and I was so in tune with her as her mother, that I knew something went south, something was wrong. And I was so concerned, and so just being a natural researcher, God made you a researcher, me a researcher. We're a great couple because we both just want to know the truth. And we've met so many amazing people now around the world that just want to know the truth. And that's what this is about. But I remember you were at work in Pittsburgh as a CPA. And I was at home all day taking care of her, of course. And when she was napping or at nighttime, I was on the internet researching. And I found a mother chat thing with mothers of autistic children, because that's where my research was leading to autism, the link between vaccines and this age and the developmental delay and autism. And even without the vaccines in the equation, the developmental delay, everything led to the spectrum. There's a full spectrum of symptoms, and she was on that spectrum at the time. And so I got in the chat group and got to be friends with a couple of the mothers. And I just remember being sick to my stomach, thinking, what have I done? Did I cause this? What's going on with her? I didn't know. And there was one mother in that group that said, well, so-and-so thinks it's vaccines, and we all know that it's not, but, you know, we just humor her, and we just want to be here for her. So there was a disagreement. There were a few people that thought it was vaccine related, and at that time we really just didn't know. Most people didn't think it was. We were researching and realized it could be. There's a little bit of information out there that it could be.
Yeah, so this was about 3 years before the William Thompson DiStefano study that came out that proved the link. So that was before that happened.
Right. But there was still information out there that we were reading. And so I was telling the pediatrician my concerns in Pittsburgh, and it was a woman, and she was so sympathetic, and I felt like she really cared, and she listened, and she would just be sympathetic to my concerns. And then one day she was just gone. She quit the practice, and she had a family, and she was going to take care of her family. And so a young man took over the practice. And so I continued the conversation with him just as I was with this nice woman. And this man was completely different. When I told him my concern about the MMR specifically, because we were reading about the MMR.
The pediatrician.
Okay. I told the man that had taken over the practice my concern about the MMR coming up because of the symptoms we were seeing with Brianna, her regression and her speech and even her movements were regressing. And I just will never forget his smug, condescending attitude. I just assumed that he would be akin to this woman that was sympathetic, but he just put his nose in the air and said, "You can get more mercury from a fish stick than vaccines. We do not subscribe to that nonsense here. If you do not vaccinate, you are no longer welcomed at our practice." And me, being a first-time mother, I believed that he knew more than I did, though it was a bit offensive, the way that he was treating me, so condescending. I thought about that, and I thought, he knows what he's talking about, and I certainly need a doctor. I look back at that time and think, really? But I was easily intimidated at that point. So yes, I brought Brianna in, and I handed that precious little baby over and allowed her to be vaccinated once again because of that intimidation tactic that doctor used on me. And we continued to, we read some things, and there's so much information conflicting with what we were fearing, saying, oh, there's no correlation between vaccines and regression and behavior. There's no danger. So we just got back in the box because that was easier. So we continued to vaccinate, but we did continue to research, and finally, we did come to the conclusion a couple years later that vaccines were not worth it for our family. We had seen this regression, and thankfully, Brianna is just one of the smartest 16-year-old beautiful young ladies I've ever known. She's so intelligent, and she's so healthy, and she's doing everything she can, as you know, exercising, eating right, and all those things. And she has a bright mind. I'm very grateful because we did, for a little time, see her going south.
At that time, though, what you needed was not a pediatrician to intimidate you, of course. You needed someone in your corner, right?
Right. And the first pediatrician was, it seemed to be very sympathetic. And I'm wondering, now in hindsight, I just have to wonder, did she see this happening on a regular basis and she just couldn't allow herself to be a part of this system anymore? And so she just quit because there was something definitely different in her. She really cared. And that meant so much. And that's what we need more of. We need doctors that really care. And some of our best friends, as you know, are doctors that really care. And by God's grace, we are able to take great care of our children with nutrition. And if we have an issue, we have a whole team of doctors all over the world that we have access to now that are just superheroes doing the right thing. So yeah, we were bullied, but we did the research, and by the time we had our third child, Tabitha, I still remember I was well versed in truth at that point. And so we knew we were not going to vaccinate for our family. That's what worked, and that's what we were confident in doing. And so we went to the pediatrician for her checkup, 6 weeks or something like that, and I just let her know that we were not going to vaccinate. And I remember that doctor telling me, well, you know, parents that do not vaccinate their children depend on other children being vaccinated so that their children are protected from disease. And I said, no, actually, we're depending on the immune system that God placed in our children, not other children being vaccinated. And at that point, I was not, being a third-time mother, I was not going to be intimidated. I had too much knowledge. I had educated myself. And so the night-and-day difference between Brianna and our third Tabitha, and now our fourth, and the last two are so healthy. that they have such strong immune systems because they were able to build their immune systems without the assault of the different toxins that our two big kids had to endure. And the vaccines that just weren't safe. So we're very happy with the education that we have, but it's not enough for us to keep to ourselves. The reason that we have to, and this, I'm so passionate about this project, The Truth About Vaccines, because it's an opportunity for us to give to the world what we wish we had with Brianna, our first child. Just before you even have children, you should have the luxury of a full education. What are vaccines? What are in them? And everything that you need to know about the individual vaccines, the ingredients, the potential side effects, and make up your own mind. I think that people out there are smart enough to make up their own mind. And if the modern vaccines in America and around the world are so effective, they should be opened and transparent about them. And if that were the case, I think maybe the ingredients would be different. The whole scene would be different.
So, honey, what would you say to that pediatrician if you could talk to him again today? The one that bullied you.
If I could talk to him, to his face. I'm looking at the camera now because I'm talking to that pediatrician. I would tell that pediatrician, you knew more than I did. And I am confident that you knew exactly what you were saying to me. And one day you will face God for intimidating innocent parents and assaulting little children's bodies. You were wrong, but I take my comfort in knowing that our sovereign God in our life was over even that moment, and you will face that sovereign God one day. We all will face him. That's what I would say to that pediatrician.
Good. And what would you say, what would your advice be to parents that are just learning about vaccines now, first-time parents maybe, what would your advice to them be?
Educate yourself before you do anything. Read everything, study everything. Watch the entire Truth About Vaccines. The Truth About Vaccines is what you need to know. We're putting together everything we can from every angle that we can put it together for you so that you can have the freedom to know you're choosing what's right for your family. Do not take anyone's word for it. Don't take mine. Don't take Ty's. Don't take one doctor. Take everything you can get. Educate yourself, read, and pray. God gives wisdom, James 1:5. Those who lack wisdom ask, and it shall be given. God is the one that gave us these precious children, and he's given us everything we need to care for them, including their own immune system and everything in nature. Food, let thy food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. And so just educate yourself, continue to detox your body before mothers, before you even get pregnant. If you can, detoxify your body because your little baby is a little sponge and that baby's going to take in everything that the mother has in her body. So detoxify your body, cleanse it so that your baby can have a nice, happy, free, toxic-free home to develop in and grow. So education. Detoxify before you have the babies. But if you have the babies and you're contemplating and you're on the fence, should I or should I not vaccinate? Pray. Educate yourself. You know what? When I was giving Brianna over that first time to be vaccinated, after I did research, I didn't feel good about it. God gave mothers a special intuition. I knew in my heart that it was wrong. But I did it because that doctor told me to do it. And I, in my ignorance, handed my precious little baby over. I'm not ignorant today. And you don't have to be either. And follow that instinct that God gave you. I should have, but I didn't. But I believe that God allowed that for you.